Joe and Cindy Farini, they spoke nationally with Family Life's Weekend to Remember Marriage Getaway for 20 years. Cindy's been doing My Marriage Matters since 1998. It's been doing Pause for Prayer since 98. They've both been doing My Marriage Matters for many, many years with us. We've got men versus boys. We need to talk about that in society. So hit it, man.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm actually going to have Cindy do a comparison to men and boys here, but I'm just going to give her a personal opinion and personal conviction that I have, and that is that, you know, this is one of those topics I've been dealing with for most of my adult ministry years. I mean, I've been discipling guys for now for over 47 years, and I have found that one of the greatest weaknesses that men face today is that we tend to lead unexamined lives. And one of my favorite verses really comes from Lamentations. And it's Lamentations 3:40, where it says, "Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord." And personally, I'm of the conviction that many of our problems that in marriages and families can just be traced back to our poor understanding of what God has called us to be as men. And, you know, a conviction that I have is that manhood today in general is a major state of confusion. In fact, I would say that all of history really supports this fact that confused men create major conflicts. And now I'm not exempting women from this one, of course, but today our focus will be on men and the man that God has called us to be. And I'm so thankful that the Bible really provides us some really good insights and guidelines as to how we can pursue being a biblically authentic man that is much, much needed in our world today. You know, for me, most of the men I have ever worked with over the years have really have this intense desire for their life to count and that their life would have purpose and meaning. And most men I know, bottom line, is their most innate need that they have is that they want to have a life of significance.
And they
want to have a successful and happy and meaningful life. But so the question really becomes, you know, what are some of the important things that we need to be doing in order to achieve that goal and move on into action to become that man that God has called us to be? And this is where Cindy can begin to do that comparison for us.
Sure. Well, this information comes from Family Life, so I want to give credit where credit is due. And it's really a chart on men versus boys. And there's five different areas, and I would say that all of the first four, and so as you listen to me compare them, they're really self-indulgent, they're selfish, they're self-seeking, and those are the kinds of things that we want to urge men, you know, to go from becoming a boy to a man. And it looks like this. Excuse me. So boys will be takers, men will be givers. Boys are going to be self-indulgent, and men will sacrifice out of love. Boys will be passive. Men are going to show up. Boys are going to be consumers, and men will produce. So all of those things are on the selfish side. However, boys are born, but men are made. So it is possible that men can take on the responsibilities and the leadership that they're supposed to. But it's going to take time, it's going to take practice, and sometimes it's going to take failure.
Absolutely.
We should probably break these down one by one, don't you think? I mean, let's look at self-indulgence. And boys, it says here, are self-indulgent. Men are sacrificial in the way they love. What does that look like, do you think, in a day-to-day basis as it's played out?
Well, if I were to look at that in today's society, I would say... you know, if you are a young man or a boy and you are going to just keep on the gaming path and that's what you like to do the video games and you like to, you know, kind of do things all by yourself for yourself because you really enjoy doing it, you're not even going to learn sacrificial love. Sacrificial love means that I give up doing some of the things that I most enjoy to be able to participate in my own life with other people, but then also with my family. And I'll just give you an example from our own family. When Joe was in practice as a dentist and we had a young family, you know, his life was busy at work. So when he came home, he was very intentional and really loved the family well. But it would have been so easy for him to take up golf or, you know, other things. And I'm not saying that is wrong. Don't get me wrong. For us, it would have been wrong because it would have taken so much time away from the family. And other people's lives, they have to determine, you know, what is right and what is wrong for them. But that was a sacrifice for him, along with other things that he didn't do so that he could be a part of the family.
Yeah, you know, I had a similar experience in that when I was first married to Sarah, I was playing in bands all the time on weekends. And so, you know, I'd work a regular job during the week. And then Friday and Saturday night, I'd be out until 2-3 in the morning playing in a band, making a little bit of money for the family. But I was worthless for the rest of the weekend in terms of being supportive to the family. And it was interesting. It was, we're all about the same age, these four guys. And over time, we all decided we had to shut it down because we were not being useful to our families.
Sure. Right. No, and good. Those are big decisions, but I don't, maybe we could ask you, you know, I don't think Joe has any bad feelings about it because I think we like kind of where life is right now, that the kids want to be a part of our life. And I think you're maybe still in the younger stages of that, Brian, but
oh, you stop.
I think the benefits will pan out, you know?
Yeah, you know, it was hard at first because I love music. I had to actually pray that the Lord would take away my intense passion for music. And he did. Not that I hate it now, but I had a passion that was unhealthy. It was burning much more than my desire to be with my family. And he balanced that out for me. But it was a process.
Yeah. Sure. Right. Exactly right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with music. And it's music is a wonderful thing. But when it interferes with achieving the goals that God has given us to do as men, then it begins to, you have to do exactly what you did, Ronnie. You need to kind of weigh out what's good, what's bad, what's best, and what's good, you know, and you made the right decision. I think one of the major challenges that leads to a dysfunctional manhood is that many men make the wrong choice when it comes to stuff like that. And they never stop being a boy, if you will. Yeah.
What about passive men versus show up? Like, what's the difference there we need to focus on?
Well, passivity, I would have to say, probably even most women would have to say, if a man is passive, it's almost like slothful. You know, you just don't care. You're passive. You're indifferent to whatever's going on around you. And as opposed to the man who shows up. And Dennis Rainey has a great book called Stepping Up, and it is just really encouraging men to embrace, if you will, manhood and all of the things that become really a man's responsibility and what he is expected to do biblically, actually, and what he would be expected to do, you know, even by his wife and his family and his children.
You know, interesting that Cindy just mentioned Dennis Rainey because as I'm thinking about this topic here, Dennis Rainey's best friend is a guy named Robert Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
And Robert Lewis has done an outstanding training regarding the pursuit of biblical manhood. And he provides, I think, the best definition I've ever heard of what a real man is. And you've heard it before, I'm sure. But he said a real man is one who rejects passivity. He accepts responsibility, leads courageously, and expects the greater reward. And the greater reward, of course, is God's reward. And as Cindy said earlier, I mean, we need just to understand that men are not born, they are made. And but men I know, they finish well and they never quit. And the sobering truth, as one looks back on our lives, is that life is not what just happens to us. It's life is what we made happen. And just like you made that decision to step out of the band situation, you know, that goes along with leading courageously. So I would say what you did there, Brian, was you made a courageous decision to reject something that was going to take away from your family. So way to go.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you. I think also for
listeners to understand that being passive, if you want to put it into a today's term, I think that's being a wimp. You're just kind of checking out of everything and saying, you know, I don't know. Excuse me, I don't really want to participate there. And really, it's expecting other people to do your job. And we just have to start to understand that men need to accept their responsibility. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want that responsibility for anything.
Well, and now I have to ask this, Cindy, because I think there's some men listening who might go, listen, my wife is so domineering, and over the years she's pressed me so hard, it's turned me into a passive man because she doesn't leave room for me.
Right.
What do you say to that?
I say you're absolutely right on that. Go ahead, Cindy.
Yeah, no, that's correct. I would agree. And if I were addressing the women at a Family Life Weekend to Remember, I would have plenty of time to talk about this with them. A lot of times I think what happens is we take that away from the man. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, we start to realize that the family, there's a breakdown in the family. The children are watching. The children are observing. And the children will carry on exactly what is going on in your home. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to lead to marital problems. And I would guess in situations like this, the guy is probably just sitting around watching television or doing his own thing because he doesn't want to have to compete. That becomes the issue. There's a competition. And marriage should not be a competition. It should be a completion of each other's responsibilities. And, you know, and every family will be different, too. You know, just because the woman does the checks or the, you know, online paying of bills or whatever she does in terms of finances, maybe that's her gifting and she's better at it, doesn't mean she has to take it over. Mm-hmm. And so I think women have to be very careful of taking over. And if that's really a struggle for you, I would find someone who could mentor you. To give you the tools and the skills, because it is a skill and skills are taught, will help you to get the skills to not be that way. But the person has to want to be different.
Yeah, but I think our culture also kind of causes us to become that person that you're talking about there, Brian. And it really is amazing, and I'm sure you all can tell stories as we can, that it's amazing how many men are leaders in the boardroom, but they go passive in the family room. And it's because of this tension that we're seeing here. Eventually, the guy just kind of gives in. Basically, if you want to run things here at the home, go ahead and do it. And that's where the woman has to be really sensitive to the need for the man to be given that opportunity to do that. And we can go back and forth on this one. But it comes back to the old story of submission. What does that mean? Of being a submissive woman. And I don't want to stir up, you know, a hornet's nest here, but, you know, the reality is that, you know, God has given us an order, the guidelines to help us to have a healthy family life. And part of that is just allowing the man to be the man that Cindy's talking about here. Mm-hmm. When it comes to these differences between a man and a woman, a man and a boy.
And as we look at that, we just have a few minutes left here. I want to be sure we get to boys consume and men produce. What do you think that means?
It kind of goes along with the first one, actually, too, about taking and giving. You know, when you are a person who consumes, I mean, just think of yourself as a consumer, and you go to the store and you buy this, and then you bring it home and you consume that, whether it's a game or a book or food, you know, you are consuming that item. And there isn't anything wrong with that, but if that is all you do and you have not then crossed that bridge, if you will, to learning how to produce, be a breadwinner for your family, that doesn't necessarily mean that you make more money than your wife. In today's society, there are women who are bringing home more money than their husbands, and there's nothing wrong with that. But also keep that in line with you know, that doesn't mean that you're the leader of the family. The leader of the family is to be the man. So in terms of producing, a man really, you know, he needs to let his yes be yes. And when he has something, you know, to say, or he brings something to the table, you know, he lets it be known what his yes is. And he shows that he is no longer acting as a child. And so I believe there's a verse in Proverbs about that. When I was small, as a child. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, consuming is taking in, doing all the things for yourself, whereas producing is there's something to show for it.
You know, just us talking right now, and this, I'm going off script on this one, but, you know, yesterday, me and Joey, my son's a special needs adult, but me and Joey, we were playing video games, you know, and a Wii game with Star Wars. And I'm just realizing as we're having our conversation here is that that's exactly what Joey will do all day. He will consume and he'll allow us to continue to take care of him and feed him and do all those things, which we do and we would love to do it. But translate that to a healthier situation is that they just allow, as a consumer, just allows you to continue to take care of them. And we have to step out of that and become the man that God's called us to be.
And let me just add one more thing. Joey needs all those things done for him.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's an extreme, example there. Right. But I'm just, as we're talking, I'm realizing that he's a consumer.
Yes.
And I'm the producer. And so that also tells you that that's not healthy in the real world.
In the real world, very good.
In the real world, you need to be stepping up and being the producer.
Exactly. So, right. Like, I wouldn't trust Joey with the microwave, but for sure, I would be teaching someone who is capable to understand that, how to use it. And that's what Joe is talking about. You want to make sure that that you are teaching those children. Our goal when our girls were little was to hopefully train them so that by the age of 18, when they went off to school, they could do all the things in life that they needed to do by themselves, for themselves, and also to look out for the needs of others. And without teaching those things, and I see it a lot, I'm sure you do too, maybe when your kids' friends come home, or maybe even in our own children at times, we see that they are the consumers they want it done for them. And that's what
constantly.
We want to...
Yeah.
Constantly, yes, and that's not healthy.
Right.
You know, so at some point, when do we start teaching them? And really, there's so many charts, you know, out there for child development from ages 2 to 3. What do you teach children? 4 to 5, 6 to 7, junior high, high school, and that's kind of what I went through. I just made sure that my kids knew how to do those things, and then if they didn't know how to do them, they learned at home. The failure and then the success.
Yeah, I would say as a man, our relationship with Christ is the thing that really sets the tone for our relationship with our wife and with our family and with our community. And that really is what we're calling men to be, becoming the man God has called us to be involved, surrendering our lives to the Lordship of Christ, of being passionately committed to Him in all aspects of our life. And that would really kind of begin to address all these issues we're talking about. So that's really the pivotal hinge-pin decision that we need to make as men, is where is our relationship with the Lord? Because at that point in time, that will take care and have an overflow effect on who we should be as men and being the man that God's called us to be. And, I have a couple of scripture verses for you, Brian, because I know you love the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
And, King David, as he was on his deathbed, said to his son, Solomon, go show yourself a man. You know, 1 Kings 2:2. Paul, 1 Corinthians 16:13-14, Paul says, be watchful, stand in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all you do be done in love. And this one, Brian, I got this one for you especially, because I know you're a history guy. And this is actually taken from President James Garfield.
All right. Ah.
James Garfield, originally from Ohio. He was our 20th president. And he only served for a short time, 3/20/1881 to September of 1882. He was assassin's bullet took him out. But he said the following. He said, I mean to make myself a man. If I succeed in that, I shall succeed in everything else. And I think he was on target at that point. I think I agree with that.
It's very good. It's just about 7:02, and we've been having a wonderful discussion with our friends Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Again, they spoke nationally with Family Life's Weekend to Remember a Marriage Getaway for over 20 years. You can hear Cindy on Pause for Prayer. Already had somebody text asking where they can get this information and get more like it. How would you direct people in this?
Well, thank you for asking that, because I'm going to put that chart on My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And tomorrow, it will then also be the audio of this, what we just did. We'll post tomorrow, maybe later tonight, and you can hear the whole thing here. And then I'll put a couple of different books and things during this week. We'll put that through the week, and we'll encourage men as we approach Father's Day.
Wonderful. Thanks to you both. Always enjoy our time with you.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you so much.